Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today, the nominee for Attorney General, Matt Gaetz, will be on Capitol Hill meeting with senators whose votes he'll need for confirmation. But also today, the House Ethics Committee could meet and decide whether to release its report into alleged sexual misconduct by Gaetz. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
The bipartisan House Ethics Committee spoke with two women who say Gaetz paid them for sex. Overnight, ABC News exclusively obtaining financial records revealing Gaetz appears to have sent the women over $10,000, including 27 Venmo payments, some labeled just because, travel, and extra for you.
Gaetz has denied any wrongdoing. President-elect Trump making two more cabinet choices. Howard Lutnick, a Wall Street executive, to lead the Commerce Department, and Linda McMahon, former pro wrestling executive, as the education secretary. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is closed today because of the threat of a Russian strike on Ukraine's capital. This is ABC News. Prosecutions rested in Georgia. Today, the defense will start laying out its case in the trial of the undocumented immigrant accused of killing Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. That trial is in New York. ABC's Janice McDonald says
Lakin had texted her mom saying, "I'm going out on a run. Give me a call." And she missed that call. And then when her mother tried to call her back, she was busy fighting for her life. She never answered the call. This has been a really painful moment for the family. They're having to relive the last moments of Lakin's life every time they're in court.
Prosecutors showed video they say shows the suspect, Jose Ibarra, hunting for women before Lakin was killed. Target this morning saying its sales in the last quarter rose, but only by 0.3%, well below expectations. Walmart and Amazon both reported stronger than expected sales. And today, Comcast expected to spin off several of its cable networks, including MSNBC and the Golf Channel. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Mathaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. November 22nd, beginning at 9 a.m. and continuing through to November 23rd at 4 p.m., the Waters of Minocqua are hosting a holiday market. They invite you to join them for a festive shopping experience featuring unique gifts, arts and crafts, and more. Their holiday market is the perfect place to get in the festive spirit and support local artists and vendors. Once again, this is November 22nd, beginning at 9 a.m. and continuing through to November 23rd at 4 p.m. at the Waters of Minocqua. It's Winter Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains why.
There were 45 cold-related deaths in the state last year, and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says there were 861 emergency department visits and 225 hospitalizations from cold-related illnesses. Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service says the temperatures are about to take a dip.
Yeah, winter is a season that everyone needs to prepare for, even if you're hardy and they have experienced many cold winters. As always, weather's not convenient.
Reminding us that we may be forced to drive out in a snowstorm and we could get stranded out on the road. And without your car running, time starts ticking.
After snow events, it's cold. I mean, that's just a given how the weather systems work, dragging the cold air on the heels of the storms.
And this is exactly why you'll want an emergency kit with a shovel, sand, or cat litter. And go toss a heavy blanket, extra gloves, hat, and water in the trunk right now. Those are essentials in dire situations. And then you don't have to think or worry about it again until you need it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Mathaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excludes diesels, and enter to win one of 20 $125 grocery gift certificates. Plus, get exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 financing up to 60 months to qualify. Qualified buyers, visit them on Highway 51 South at MinocquaCars.com.
It's the Bucks and the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams below 500 and looking for back-to-back wins. College basketball, number 15th ranked Marquette playing great defense. Knocked off number 6 ranked Purdue last night, 76-58. Cam Jones with a triple-double for the Golden Eagles. Finished with 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Baseball, Pat Murphy, the first brewer ever to be named Manager of the Year in the National League. Murphy turns 66 later this month. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. I asked Green Bay defensive end Rashawn Gary why the team doesn't have more quarterback sacks.
I don't know. You got to tell me if you're watching. We just rushing, doing what we got to do. You know, the numbers going to come. Numbers, people get, you know, misconstrued. You know, cut on the tape. See how we playing. See how we setting the edges. See how we putting pressure on quarterbacks, man. The numbers going to come if we keep playing our fashion of ball. It really don't matter, man. I love me against anyone.
That's the Packers' Rashawn Gary. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The girls' basketball season got underway last night. The Shawamigan girls topped Mercer 40-34. You can listen to the audio of that. It's available for you at 98qcountry.com. Steve Jetland with a call of that Screaming Eagle win last night. Spencer girls, they topped Prentice 49-43. Columbus Catholic edging the Rib Lake girls 68-66. Shawano beat Medford last night 65-48. And the Hayward girls, they beat Superior last night 62-58.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. In addition to the legislative, congressional, and presidential race that drew voters to the polls a couple weeks ago, there were a couple ballot initiatives around the country that were of interest to outdoor folks, one in Colorado and one in Florida. I'll tell you what they were and what happened with them when we return, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. Beyond their local races, sportsmen and women across the country were following a couple of important ballot initiatives, one in Florida and one in Colorado. Florida voters passed Amendment 2 that will preserve forever the right to fish and hunt in the state. With its passage, Florida became the 24th state to adopt such a resolution. Ballot measures in Florida need 60% approval to pass, and this one passed easily with 67% of voters. Out west, Colorado sportsmen and women enjoyed a major win when Proposition 127 failed. The proposition would have banned hunting and trapping of mountain lions, bobcats, and lynx in the state of Colorado. About 55.5% of voters cast ballots against the proposal, the first time since 1992 that Colorado voters have rejected a wildlife ballot proposal. Opponents said the Colorado proposition would have opened the door to future hunting bans and removed decision-making power from the state's wildlife management professionals. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered light snow showers by late this afternoon. Our high right around 37. Tonight, scattered snow showers overnight. Our low 26. Tomorrow, windy with scattered rain showers and temps in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
98Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro.
When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. It makes me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it makes me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Ow! Play that thing. Really nice, really nice.
Soon come a day, gonna be a big star. Then the
make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she is the same. What's the matter, you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up for your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it really. Uno,
two, three. What's the matter, you? Hey. God, no respect. Hey. What do you think you do? Hey. Why you look so sad? Hey. It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's a great. We're gonna do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
God, no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place.
Hey.
I shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for Mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
Another edition of Reality Radio begins at 8:12. We'll do some birthdays coming up at 8:30 or so. So if you got one, birthday anniversary, 715-762-3221. Our high school athletic director, Darren Patterson, going to stop by live in studio. Chat a little sports with us. Courtney from the Chamber, going to talk about some stuff going on with the Chamber here as we get into Thanksgiving and the holiday season. We got Craig in here from Bader's Sports Center with the 9-day gun deer season looming on Saturday. We figured it appropriate to have Mr. Craig in here from Bader's. How you doing, Craig?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Well, I'm surprised you're still upright. You guys have been on your feet and busy there at the store. Hunters.
It's been nutty.
Hunters are here, aren't they?
Yes, they're. If they're not here, they're on their way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk about the Hunter's Mall there at Bader's Sports Center, because that's what it is. You got some great savings going on, continuing some of those expiring tomorrow. So get in there today and tomorrow. So tell us some things going on in store there, Craig.
Okay, we've got our Game Hide clothing on sale at 40% off. That's our orange and some camo stuff, and if anybody buys $40 worth of Game Hide camo or the orange, we're going to give you 10% off on one box of your choice of ammunition from our inventory there. Offer is good, one per person per day.
We've talked about the price of ammo, that it's still pretty high. So it's for somebody who doesn't hunt. Let's say a box of rifle, I don't know, how many are in a box typically?
Typically 20.
20. So 20 rifle shots or whatever. What does that run typically? What's retail on that now?
Well, they're running right around up to 250 or even 275 a round.
A round.
A round.
So okay.
You're talking $40 to $60.
Wow.
Per box of ammo, depending on the caliber. It's nuts.
That is crazy. All right, so you can save a little bit on that. The 10% will help out if you want to take advantage of that deal.
Doesn't sound like a whole lot, but it's $3-4 and that might be a beer or two out your local watering hole,
depending on if you hit happy hour or not. Yeah, exactly. All right. So, what other specials we got going on this week here, Craig?
Okay, we've got all our open water fishing stuff on sale. I know it's deer season, but there's still some guys out fishing. Take 25% off what we have left in inventory. We have our Scentlock camo clothing still on sale. We've got some mismatched and discontinued camo patterns, and we're doing up to 40% off on that. Our Nebo flashlights and blood tracker lights. great things for the upcoming season. Doesn't sound like we're going to have a whole lot of snow. So if you do get a deer and have to trail it, we have flashlights down there that will make those that Nebos. Blood really stand out.
I remember when those Nebos came out when I had the Radio Shack store down in Phillips many years back. Those things, they really lighted up.
Yeah.
They're really nice. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got one flashlight down there. It's, I believe, 18,000 lumens, so it'll light up the night.
Yeah. Yeah, makes it easier to... At dusk and when it gets dark, when you're doing that work, just to see where you're going.
Mm-hmm. So,
and make sure there's not any wolves following you around.
Well, yeah, blind them if nothing else.
Exactly.
So, and then we've got a Deer Hunter's Widow sale. We just recorded a commercial for that.
All right.
So the details will be coming out on that. We also have some rifle packages that we put together for the hunters. Includes the gun, a Vortex Crossfire scope, which is all bore sighted, and a box of ammo. And depending on the gun you choose, you can save up to $125 to $275 over the individual purchase price.
Nice.
So, yeah, we've got a 243, a 270, a 7mm 08, and a 44 mag that,
okay,
we're out on the rack, so stop right down and see those for sure.
I say, if you've missed a few deer in the past few years, we all blame it on the gun, so come on in and get a different gun.
Well, we do offer bore sighting.
All right, good.
So we can get your rifle good out to about 75 yards. Anything beyond that, you got to tweak yourself.
Yeah, You'd never have hunters come in and say, I missed a deer, you didn't sight it correctly. They would never say that, would they?
They would never say
no,
that.
They would never blame you, no. Craig. No. Never. Exactly. And crossbows are there, too, for those who are still into the bow hunting side, too. Right.
We've got a few of the 22 and 23 models still available for sale. A good selection of 24 models from 10 Point, Raven, and Excalibur.
Okay.
So stop down and check those out. We've got one 10-point model that we've got incredible price on. So you'll have to stop down and see that.
Okay. All right. Well, it's going to get a little colder next week too. They're talking high temps, you know, maybe mid upper 20s by the time Thanksgiving rolls around. So you got the stuff to keep them warm too, right?
Oh yeah, we've got hand warmers, the old-fashioned kind where you rip open the cellophane, beat them a little bit, and stick it in your pocket. And we've also got some rechargeable hand warmers that you can plug in overnight and get up to 14 hours of heat. We've got rechargeable body wraps. We've got some electric socks.
Rechargeable body wraps.
Yep. It's
like a shirt or the whole thing or a jumpsuit or what is it?
Well, it actually looks like a shawl, but okay. You can put it on underneath your hunting jacket. There's no arms in it, so it's not going to impede any motion.
Sure.
And it'll keep your trunk warm.
Yeah. Nice. That's a great feature to have. I like that a lot.
Yep.
All right. So a lot of sales going on, and they can always check out the website, right?
You can check out our website, like us on Facebook. We're out there on both those platforms.
BaderSportsCenter.com.
Right.
And Bader Sports Center on Facebook, too. And as we get into the 9-day traditional gun deer season, then after that, of course, we do the smoke stick after that, too? Do they still do that stuff? The
muzzle loader, yep.
The muzzle
start up.
That's still pretty popular? I mean, people still like to do that?
I don't think as much. They do have some new technology out there with muzzle loaders that they're called a fire stick. It actually loads like a shotgun shell. You have to put the primer into it and then put your bullet down through the barrel, so it's technically a muzzle loader, but
it makes it a little easier.
A little bit easier,
yeah.
And I, from what I understand, they're quite a bit easier to keep clean.
Yeah.
So, and that's real important with a muzzle loader because they will gum up quick if you don't clean them.
Really? And you can't shoot those as far, right? Am I right on that? Is it like a shotgun or less?
Yeah,
or
more like a shotgun.
Okay. All right. See, I grew up a shotgun guy. I grew up in an area where there was too many houses, so it was shotgun territory. So I don't even know if I shot a rifle in my life, to be honest with you. It was all shotgun. You had to have it in pretty good range with that shotgun.
Right. Yeah. I hunted one season with a shotgun simply because that was the law. But yeah, I've been hunting with rifles my whole life. So.
Well, that, see my Deer Hunters Roundup resume right there on the wall. That was taken down with a shotgun.
There you go.
There, nice little,
that's a dandy.
7-pointer. I pointed out to my wife the other day, I said, you realize those antlers I have hanging in the studio are 45 years old. I said, that's an antique.
Yeah.
That's an antique. I don't want to touch them. They might be a little brittle. They might be a little brittle now. But every set of horns has a story to it, and that's what our traditional, you know, even though we've expanded out and we've got the youth hunt and the bow, and we have a lot of hunting before and after that. I think it's amazing, Craig, that this traditional 9-day gun deer season has still really held that tradition, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's been something that's been handed down from grandfather to father to son, and hopefully it continues to the kids coming up now. I see a lot of people coming in getting licenses for their kids, whether it's mentored or they got the hunter safety program under their belt. It's good to see the young kids getting out there and taking part in this.
Yeah, and I think even more so because we have all the other opportunities to get a deer is that that 9-day has kind of, it's still about wanting to get the nice deer, but it's more about the experience and sharing it with your kids and family and hanging out with the crew and stuff like that. So.
Right, and I think one of the nice things that the Wisconsin DNR does is all the junior gun licenses include a doe permit, so at least the young person can get out there and get a deer. It might not be the trophy that they're looking for, but at least they can get the thrill and the excitement of getting a deer, and hopefully that keeps their interest growing.
It's nice those first couple years you hunt to at least see stuff and have a chance to, because if you don't, you're kind of like, what am I doing out here?
Well,
so it's kind of nice to have a little bit of success.
Well, I think that's why God invented bluegills, is to keep kids interested in fishing. So
exactly.
If you're out fishing and you're not catching anything, it can get awful boring awful quickly.
Those little sunnies, they don't care, do they?
Nope.
They'll nibble at anything. And it's amazing how just a little small, little 2-inch-long fish can make that bobber seem like you got a huge fish on there, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And fishing is still something people like to do. We hear about it on the Deer Hunters Roundup a lot, where people are just like, oh, the buddies and I, we decided to fish today. And that still goes on, right?
Well, I can remember years back, I'm not telling you how many years back, but out at the deer shack, we would hunt during the day and go ice fishing. And there was 8-10 inches of ice that we had to drill through.
Oh, really?
In the evening, so...
Yeah.
Definitely is warming up. The lakes aren't showing any signs of freezing over yet, but...
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had ice in the deer season, and it's very, very little. I know some of the guys used to have their ice pond ice hockey contest as a tradition of their camp. That doesn't have much anymore.
No, it's going to be more water polo now. So.
Exactly. So BaderSportsCenter.com. Again, a lot of these, some of these specials do expire tomorrow. So be sure to get on in there and listen for more specials as you guys are a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup, right?
Right.
All right. BaderSportsCenter.com. And on Facebook, right next to Pick and Save, Highway 13 in Phillips. If you're up here hunting, make it a point to go to Phillips, maybe have a little lunch at Phillips Cafe or Bonnie's, swing on over to Bader Sports Center, and check out the hunting mall there. It's a lot of fun. All right, anything I missed?
Friday the 22nd, we're going to have some special hours. We're going to open up at 6 a.m. Kim's going to have the coffee on, and we're going to stay open till 8 p.m. for all those hunters that are going through their gear and figuring out what they don't have or forgot. So we'll be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday.
Yep, got to be visible in the woods, of course. You got to have that orange on. I'm not sure what the exact percentage of regulation is of orange, but you got to have that on,
50%
right?
Of your upper body has to be orange, and we do have vests, so if somebody's got some faded orange, they can get a vest, slip it over their jacket, and be perfectly legal.
Yeah, red doesn't count. It's got to be that orange, right? If you got one of those old red ones, that used to be the color.
That doesn't count anymore.
That doesn't count anymore. All right. All right, Craig, always good to talk to you. You're going to be in Tuesday, right?
Correct.
Hanging out with Big G and Gray on the Deer Hunters Roundup. So listen for Craig on Tuesday.
Yep, I'll be working till 5, so it'll probably be about 6 o'clock before I get up here. But
perfect.
Looking forward to that.
All right, Craig, thank you so much for coming in. Craig, Bader Sports Center, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, the place to go if you are hunting this coming season. The 9-day gun deer season kicks off on Saturday.
At the Home Depot, the holidays have arrived.
And so is all my family. So I'm working on keeping up with the laundry.
The Home Depot is here to help with Black Friday savings up to 40% off select appliances. Spend less time doing laundry with smart, efficient appliances from Samsung, ranked number one in customer satisfaction.
Perfect. Less laundry time means more family time.
Get Black Friday savings now with free delivery and financing on select appliances at the Home Depot. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Offer valid November 6th through December 4th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today, the nominee for Attorney General, Matt Gaetz, will be on Capitol Hill meeting with senators whose votes he'll need for confirmation. But also today, the House Ethics Committee could meet and decide whether to release its report into alleged sexual misconduct by Gaetz. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
The bipartisan House Ethics Committee spoke with two women who say Gaetz paid them for sex. Overnight, ABC News exclusively obtaining financial records revealing Gaetz appears to have sent the women over $10,000, including 27 Venmo payments, some labeled just because, travel, and extra for you.
Gaetz has denied any wrongdoing. President-elect Trump making two more cabinet choices. Howard Lutnick, a Wall Street executive, to lead the Commerce Department, and Linda McMahon, former pro wrestling executive, as the education secretary. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is closed today because of the threat of a Russian strike on Ukraine's capital. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This weekend, Friday, November 22nd through to Saturday, November 23rd, The Landing in Ashland is hosting a Widows Weekend. Rifle season openers right around the corner, and they invite the ladies out to make the most of Widows Weekend. They invite you to join them Friday and Saturday to save lots of money at their sippin' shop. Men's, women's, and kids' clothes, new to good use condition, household items, handmade goods, decor, and more. For Saturday night, they've got a delicious 5-course meal lined up, designed by their head chef and expertly paired with wine. Their Widows Dinner is a reservation-required event, and they invite you to reserve your seat through their Facebook page, at The Landing Wisconsin. Once again, this is November 22nd, beginning at 11 a.m., through to November 23rd at 8 p.m. over at The Landing in Ashland. Measles cases are picking up, both worldwide and here in the U.S. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Kuska.
The CDC and World Health Organization are warning against spiking levels of measles worldwide as well as here in the U.S. The largely preventable and highly contagious disease has had 266 confirmed cases in the U.S. so far this year. Last year, worldwide, there was a 60% increase in measles cases as misinformation about vaccine safety led to declines in vaccination rates. In the U.S., vaccination rates fell to 92.7% for the 2023-24 school year among kindergartners. Over 100,000 people, mostly children, died last year from measles worldwide. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
One case of measles has been confirmed in Wisconsin this year, in Dayton County on April 26. For more information, you can visit the Wisconsin DHS website. For more news, you can visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
It's the Bucks and the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams below 500 and looking for back-to-back wins. College basketball, number 15th ranked Marquette playing great defense. Knocked off number 6 ranked Purdue last night, 76-58. Cam Jones with a triple-double for the Golden Eagles. Finished with 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Baseball, Pat Murphy, the first Brewer ever to be named Manager of the Year in the National League. Murphy turns 66 later this month. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. I asked Green Bay defensive end Rashawn Gary why the team doesn't have more quarterback sacks.
I don't know. You got to tell me if you're watching. We just rushing, doing what we got to do. You know, the numbers going to come. Numbers, people get, you know, misconstrued. You know, cut on the tape. See how we playing. See how we setting the edges. See how we putting pressure on quarterbacks, man. The numbers going to come if we keep playing our fashion of ball. It really don't matter, man. I love me against anyone.
That's the Packers' Rashawn Gary. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Barnett Lake. Big G here, and this is my kind of place. Starting Tuesday, enjoy dumplings with chicken or pork. Wednesday's pasta night, and Thursday brings delicious German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. On weekends, indulge in all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m., plus prime rib on Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday, plus a sensational soup and salad bar. Visit Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
We'll do our birthdays in just a moment. If you've got somebody who do want to wish a happy birthday, because I promised I'd do it about 8:30, to Maddie. Maddie Shanks, Grandma and Grandpa Maddie, want to wish you a happy birthday today. We'll get to the rest of our celebrity birthdays in just a little bit. Speaking of celebrities, Darren Patterson, our Shawamigan High School AD. How's that for an intro, Darren?
I'd hardly call myself a celebrity.
Thanks for coming in studio. It's been a while since we've had you in studio.
Yeah, it's nice to be in studio. Kind of get used to the walls. I remember the buck on the wall there, the horns. So.
Yeah, it might be the only thing that's left since you were last in here. The whole studio has been revamped. So good. We thank you for stopping in. We've got the winter sports season officially underway as of last night. The girls got it going, right?
Yep. Our girls basketball team made the trip to Mercer last night. It was a varsity-only matchup with the Tigers, and we're very grateful we walked out of there with a nice 40-34 victory. So it's a nice way to start the season for the girls. We're still a relatively young team, Joel. A lot of sophomores. I would say we're a heavy, dominant sophomore team with a few juniors and seniors in the mix, but we'll be counting on a lot of our youngsters again this year who did get some valuable playing time last year as freshmen at the varsity level. But, you know, to get that first one out of the belt, it kind of just sets you up kind of the rest of the way. Gives a good taste in your mouth.
Yeah, Coach Ernst was on with us yesterday in the coaches' show, and she had mentioned that there was a lot of senior turnover from last year. So you see that a lot of times in conferences, so go a 5-10-year span of teams having a run, and then kind of things flip a little bit. And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but with all the seniors that graduated from a lot of the top schools last year, you can kind of see it maybe trending that way a little bit, right? Kind of flipping to some of those schools who haven't had maybe a lot of success?
Yeah. And, you know, if you think about it from this perspective with any high school sports, I mean, you know, teams go through lots of transitions, you know, just based on, you know, they might have a stat class, so to speak, and then the well might dry out a little bit in terms of talent. But we feel pretty good about our chances this year. We do have a lot of work to do, though, clean up some things like ball security, not turning the ball over. And, you know, we were talking about before I came on the air, the girls like to play a faster paced type of game. So if we're hitting our outside shots, it seems like the three ball might be something that we're going to try to utilize a lot, which seems to be a new trend in the game of basketball, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we'll take our chances with that. But no doubt, we're certainly getting better, and we're looking for some improvements on a team. Last year, I'm trying to remember the exact number. I think we ended up on the season with 5 wins.
Yeah, I think it was 4 or 5 I saw.
4 or 5, yeah. We'll obviously try to beat that in terms of our record this season as well.
Yeah, so they're on the road on Thursday and first home game next week, right?
That's correct. So Thursday, tomorrow, we're traveling to Rib Lake. That'll be a varsity-only contest. We're going to play at 7:15 in Rib Lake. And then Tuesday, we're going to host our rivals, the Phillips Loggers, and that'll be a 6:30 varsity-only contest, too. And if you're picking up on saying varsity-only, that's because we're a little short of some girls. We have one of our key players, actually, that's hurt right now, so medically she can't play. And we have a few kids that are working on some things that hopefully they can be joining our team in a couple weeks here, and maybe then we'll have enough kids to put a JV product on the field with the varsity. So we'll just ask for some patience while we kind of sort through some of those things.
Yeah, and people can always see the complete schedule, csdk12.net. Just go to athletics, and there's that schedule of the daily events going on that you can track who's playing where. The boys started their practice on Monday, is that right?
They did, and yeah. They're actually doing 2-a-days, so they've been practicing in the morning before school and then doing their evening practices. But from all accounts, Joel, it sounds like things are going pretty smoothly in there. The kids are really, you know, working hard. You know, they want to do well, and I would say with our boys basketball program, we're dominant with juniors. Juniors, we got a strong junior group in there, and
it's one of those years. Yeah. It's one of those classes you see it once in a while where a group of kids comes through, and they just kind of cling to each other, and that group stays solid at like 7 or 8, yeah. And they come all the way through. That's kind of what that junior class is this year, isn't it?
I would agree with that, and they're kind of gym rats too. And
yeah.
What's really cool about it is like they push each other to get into the gym. So, you know, our juniors and some of our younger kids below them. That's the cool thing about our juniors. They brought some of the younger kids along too now that are kind of, you know, following their lead, which is, you know, if you would draw it up, what you'd want your upperclassmen to do, that would mm-hmm. would be a good example of that. But they're going to get to travel to Winter tomorrow for a scrimmage, just a varsity-only scrimmage. So we'll be traveling to Winter for a 4:30 scrimmage tomorrow, which is kind of a nice opportunity just to kind of get some cobwebs out before you play your first game. And then we'll play game number one next Tuesday at Spencer in that new facility that they have there. And Spencer has that dome. I don't know if you knew that or whatever.
Oh, but, no, I wasn't aware of that. Very cool.
And actually, it was 3 years ago, we actually played the first game in that building, and we walked out of there with a victory, too. So
very nice.
We'd like to do the same on Tuesday again.
Yeah, and you had last year for the boys' team, you had some players that you could see toward the end of the year that really matured a lot, especially Cooper Mikulski. His game really stepped up. And there's going to be a lot of people contributing to the success for Coach Tollickson, but he has potential to be kind of one of that go-to guy that other teams have a hard time stopping.
Yeah, Cooper's got a good basketball body. You know, I don't know what his official height is right now. If I were to guess 6'3", 6'4", but he's pretty athletic for a kid of that, you know, that structure. So
yeah.
He's good in the low post. He's also developed a nice mid-range jump shot, which makes it kind of hard to defend him. But there's no question that he's kind of a focal point of some of the things that we want to do this year. And we have some nicer players around him too, so yeah, I would expect Cooper to make a big jump now in his junior, because he got some valuable time last year as a sophomore.
It's so fun, and you see it so much, to see kids like Cooper Mikulski and others. You know, I had a chance to be involved when they were 5th, 6th, 7th graders, to see these you know, pudgy little curly haired kids that have problems walking and chewing gum at the same time, and 3 years later you see them all of a sudden. Oh my gosh, that maturity level, that's just a good thing for parents and coaches to be patient with a lot of these athletes, because, man, their athleticism can kick in pretty quick, and you see it with a lot of players. You're just like, wow, they turned into a fantastic athlete.
Yeah, and that's a good testament to, like, when we're doing youth programs, that you gotta stick with those kids too. And some kids are just late bloomers too in their development, but you know, it was kind of funny you mentioned if they could chew gum and walk at the same time. I still wonder about some of them, but all joking aside, those are kind of the cool things about being involved in sports too, as you see that progress and that development. And now it's time to lace them up and see what we can do.
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little. Boys, we'll kick off the season for real, what, next week, Tuesday?
Tuesday at Spencer.
Spencer, okay, you mentioned that. Wrestling, we mentioned a little bit last week, but numbers are up into the double digits, so talk a little bit about what wrestling has coming up here.
Yeah, well, our first match was going to be December 5th, so they have a little bit to wait out, but now that first meet got moved. It was going to be a try with Athens and Elko, and there were some concerns about having a wrestling match right after Thanksgiving week. You know, kids might be enjoying the food at Thanksgiving, so to speak, and being mm-hmm. wrestlers and making weight. So we actually had to move that date, December 5th, which was our first scheduled wrestling match, to later on in the school year, to January 9th. So what that means is our first official wrestling match will actually be at home on December 10th. And we'll have Marathon, Edgar, and Phillips here for that. So that'll be a big deal here. And then I know it seems like wrestling doesn't have much going in the beginning, but don't worry about it. They'll make up for it as the season progresses. And maybe it's a little bit of a blessing, too, to kind of get those guys into good shape, too, before they hit the mats.
Yeah, and wrestling, we've talked about this before, has become a sport of the Saturday tournaments. And those are good preparations for regionals and sectionals, because those Saturday tournaments are almost an exact duplicate of what they'll do when they get to regionals and sectionals. You got to wrestle 3-4 matches in a day, which is crazy when you think about the physical exertion they do just in each match. So I think that's those Saturday meets are probably good that they prepare the kids, right?
I would say so. You know, wrestlers are creatures of habit, or, you know, we could make the argument that any athlete in any sport is kind of a creature of habit. You know, and you probably heard about this, and I can't believe I'm making a connection between wrestling and Major League Baseball, but I'm going to right now. You know, I have heard the complaints that in the baseball playoffs, when there's those long, delayed, like for the first two seeds right now, those division winners, like they wait for the wild card series to get done, and then those teams haven't been doing very well in the playoffs. And part the argument is that they're creatures of habit, so they, you know, you get off, you get a little rusty, you're not doing the same things. And like in baseball, you play games basically every day,
right?
So it takes a while. And I think with our wrestlers and that's a good thing to bring up, Joel, is. And I never really thought about it, but that probably has a lot to do with the Saturday things, too, to kind of keep them on schedule. But, you know, in wrestling, you want to have those big tournaments to ensure that kids are getting matches in, too. Because some of the duels can be kind of hard, especially when teams are kind of light on numbers. And, you know, you bring everyone in the gym, and if you only have, like, five or six matches, because that's how the two schools line up with their weight classes, it makes for a very short evening. So we're trying to get more bang for our buck, too, by doing the Saturday tournaments.
And it's always a big challenge for the wrestling coaches to get those wrestlers on his team to be challenged at practice, because if you have a wrestler that does good things, is successful, you see a lot of times where they'll bring an alumni to come in and wrestle against him. Keeping those athletes challenged every single practice and not just coasting through it is a challenge that our wrestling coaches have had for a long time, right?
Yeah, and I've had conversation with wrestling coaches about that very thing too. You know, your practice time is as valuable as anything. I mean, that's where you work on your skill, your craft, so to speak. And if you don't have anyone in your weight range to spar with, it can make it very challenging. But we've been very blessed. I'm glad you mentioned alumni, because we have had alumni that will come in and wrestle with the kids. They might not be in the shape they once were when they were younger, but they give it a go, and then I think they know, I got to get out of here for a little bit to recover. But then they'll always come back, too.
They might have put a few pounds on, so they're harder to move, too. Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
Not at all.
Going short spurts. All right, so the winter sports season getting going here. And we have to mention, since we have you in studio, we got to mention Pat Murphy, NL Manager of the Year. That's pretty cool. 27 of the 30 votes he got yesterday. Nice.
Yeah, I mean, you could say he dominated it. 27 of 30 votes, like you said. I didn't know it'd be that overpowering, but I think you have to look at the Brewers, how they maximize what they have in terms of financial resources, and you know, they traded their ace pitcher, a Cy Young candidate, and you know, they didn't seem to miss a beat. You know, they just next man up, and they just, you know, kept on. I think it was a testament to the organization, and Murphy said it himself. It's an organizational award, not kind of taking it off of him, but certainly appears, Joel, he was the right man for the job.
Man, I mean, he's old school, too. He's just the old school manager. It just reminds me, our guy Mike Clemens, who follows the Brewers and Packers, was telling me a couple months ago, he said, Joel, he says, after the press conference, he goes into his office and invites in the reporters just to come in and sit around. The office is all crowded, and he's kicked back in his chair with a beverage, and he said, let's talk baseball. That's old school. That's old school stuff right there.
It's probably a smart move, too, to work with the media like that, too, because you want them to protect you a little bit, I guess.
Yeah. All right, an exciting time. People can always find the schedule, csdk12.net. Anything else with the sports department you want to talk about?
I just want to put a shout-out there to the hockey team, because they have their first game this Friday. They're traveling to Baldwin, so they'll be taking on Baldwin-Woodville, and it's a 6 o'clock game. And we're at 15 numbers. Or amount of kids there between the two communities of Shawamigan and Phillips. So we'll see what they have in store for us. Baldwin-Woodville is a pretty respectable hockey program. So it's a tough test, but a good measuring stick for your first match, too, because we play good hockey with them. That'll bode well for us for the rest of the year.
Well, they're playing in the state football championship this weekend, so maybe the kids will be tired for that. Good time to get them, maybe.
Yeah, that's very true. And actually, I'm glad you mentioned that. I forgot that they're playing.
Yeah, state football. Yeah. Stratford and Edgar continue their powerful runs in football. Incredible, the runs that those programs have had. All right, csdk12.net. You can check out the schedule of all the Shawamigan events that are going on. All right, Mr. Patterson, anything else we missed on?
No, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in. Good to see you. Darren Patterson, our athletic director for the Shawamigan High School, joining us here at Reality Radio.
Macy's Herald Square is the holiday destination. And this year, we've added our first ever Macy's Holiday Square by Urban Space. Come and experience a one-of-a-kind wonderland of pop-up shops filled with unique gifts, like handcrafted chocolates, homemade Stroop waffles, personalized ornaments, candles, and more. While you're there, shop Macy's exclusive collab with Disney for gifts you won't find anywhere else. It's Macy's Holiday Square by Urban Space, only at Macy's Herald Square on 34th and Broadway.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered light snow showers by late this afternoon. Our high right around 37. Tonight, scattered snow showers overnight. Our low 26. Tomorrow, windy with scattered rain showers and temps in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
And we've got some birthdays. We mentioned Maddie Shanks, who is celebrating, from Grandma and Grandpa Maddie. You are in. You are in for the cake drawing. Anybody else here, celebrity-wise, if you're celebrating on this 20th day of November, you get to share your day with Dierks Bentley, the country singer. He's kind of quietly become a huge country star. He's got a long list of hits and continues. He's from Phoenix originally. He won the CMA Horizon Award back in 1970. Wait a minute. Let me read this. The Phoenix native won the CMA Horizon Award in 1975. That's not right, because that's older than what he is. That year isn't right. But I will say his hits include, that may have been what, 95, 2005? I got to look it up. What Was I Thinking, of course, big hit song, Every Mile of Memory. Drunk on a Plane. Friend of mine, I don't know if it was on social media, heard that song, I think, for a first time and was a bit baffled by it. But it is kind of a cute song, actually. Different for Girls. Other hit songs, Dierks Bentley, you may have seen him at a country music concert at some point. His real name is Fred. Frederick Dierks Bentley is 49 today. Joshua Gomez, the actor from TV's Chuck, is 49. Joel McHale, nice first name, from hosting duties on The Soup. Remember The Soup show? He became TV star on the show Community. Also had his own sitcom called The Great Indoors. 53 for Joel McHale today. Ming Na, the actress from TV's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ER, the voice of Mulan, also 61 today for Ming Na, N-A. Sean Young, the actress from Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, Fatal Instinct, 64 for Sean Young today. Bo Derek, the actress. Mary Kathleen Collins is the name that you would find her under in her high school yearbook. Mary Kathleen Collins, Bo Derek, 68 today. Joe Walsh, the legendary singer. I've seen a lot of social media clips of him being interviewed about the days with the Eagles and how some of the great songs with the Eagles, an individual, Life's Been Good to Me So Far. It's one of my favorites. He's still going. It's amazing, some of these guys, the hard lives they lived as rock and roll stars. But they're still, they're defying that everything that everybody says, what you should do to live a long life. Joel Walsh, Keith Richards, they just are like, whatever. 77 for Joel Walsh today. Dwayne Allman, the Tennessee-born slide guitarist who founded the Hourglass and then the Allman Brothers Band. Born on this day, 1946. He passed in 1971, died young. Joe Biden, our current president. Some people forget, it's easy to forget, that Joe Biden is currently the president of the United States. He is until January 6 or whatever day, is it January 6 when we do that? So the six-term U.S. Senator from Delaware was Barack Obama's two-term vice president. And he beat Donald Trump, of course, back in 2020, rather, after Trump was president already. Joe Biden is 82 today. Bob Einstein, the brother of actor-comedian Albert Einstein, who was born Albert Einstein. Okay. Oh, he was. I see. Okay. No, he was. He's the brother of Albert Brooks, who was born Albert Einstein, but he changed his name for obvious reasons. Bob Einstein, born on this day, 1942, passed 2019. Dick Smothers, one half of the famous Smothers Brothers comedy team. 85 today, still going at it. Richard Dawson, the smoochin' host of Family Feud. Of course, you originally known him for some sitcoms back in the 60s. He was on Hogan's Heroes, but his stamp of fame really came as host of the Family Feud, when he would kiss anything and everything that was moving on the stew. Oh, everybody would get a smooch. The ladies, anyway. Colin Lionel M. is his real name. C-O-L-I-N, Colin Lionel M, E-M-M. He's a bit British, right? Richard Dawson, born on this day, 1932. English, I guess you should say, English actor. Born in 1932, he passed in 2012. Estelle Parsons, she won the Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Bonnie and Clyde. She is still going. She is 97 today. She most recently was in the cast of Roseanne and the Connors. And Robert F. Kennedy, the brother of President John F. Kennedy, served as a U.S. Attorney General and as a senator from New York. He was, of course, assassinated in Los Angeles while campaigning for the Democratic presidential nomination. Born on this day, 1925, Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated back in 1968. We're going to talk with Courtney from the Chamber yet this morning. We've got a little car talk to get to also. Some of you sharing your memories of your first car on our 98Q Country Facebook page. We'll talk more about that in just a bit on Reality Radio.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods for a variety of items. Clothes, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, you'll find brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Every purchase supports the Lakeland Union Wings program, helping special education students ages 18 to 21. Most resale items are $5 or less. Let your dollar grow further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15, next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
Get ready to taste the legend with Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce, Mark Johnson's recipe. In mild or spicy, it's perfect marinade or dip. Available at Fifield Grocery, Barnett Feed Store, Kayla's Kitchen, Bear Crossing, Bader Sports Center, Homespun, CT Deli. Bigfoot Barbecue, legendary flavor.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts. Aha. At the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's Reality Radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
It's 8:53 on Reality Radio. Deer Hunters Roundup kicks off Saturday night at 6 o'clock. And our website is still not quite where they're working on it on the backside, but there's going to be some really cool stuff on there. So stay tuned for more details. We'll let you know when that goes live. Courtney, our director for the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, nice enough to roll in here this morning on a whirlwind, I'm sure,
yeah,
to update us on what's going on. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. We got a lot of good stuff coming up. Starting off on Thanksgiving Day, we have the Turkey Trot, and we have online registration is open right now, and it'll be open right up until Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving, but you can even register day of if you wake up and you feel like you really want to get after it with us. Come
Gray,
on down.
Gray, you going to get up and get after it? Turkey trot? That would be a no. Courtney, go ahead.
It's a great way to, you know, build that appetite, make room for the feast. So, yeah, registration is going to be in the St. Anthony's Padua Center, Registration opens at 8 o'clock. We're going to start the 5K at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And it's going to be, it's untimed, so it's just a fun walk or run. The whole family can participate. Adults, it's $25. Kids 11 and up are 15. And then any child 10 or under is completely free to participate.
All right. We usually get a pretty good turnout for that, too, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, we do. And usually it's like day of people decide, because we always kind of plan for a number based on where registrations are at. And then morning of, it usually doubles because a lot of people just decide, or they're with the family, or they need a break from the family for a few minutes.
It gives you an excuse for that second piece of pumpkin pie, too.
Exactly.
Oh, I walked a couple miles this morning. Yeah. So, see, Gray, you have an excuse. You're out of town. Me, they literally walk right by my house.
Well,
and
yeah,
I have no excuse at all.
No, I don't have to. Most of my family goes out hunting, and so we end up kind of the ones left behind doing a little bit of cooking and such. So we don't see. I think a lot of the appeal is, oh my gosh, all my family just got here. I'm confronting what that means for this weekend. Let's start by giving us all some space.
Yes, yes.
I'm
yes.
lucky enough to avoid that opportunity everybody else gets to deal with.
But it has become a tradition for some families too to take part in this.
Yeah, and some people go all out. Like, I love the turkey hats. There's mm-hmm. like a whole group of people that always wears them, and it's fantastic. And it's a fun thing to do. We do have the first male and female finisher will be getting to take home a $50 Quick Trip gift card.
All right.
And then everyone who's registered after the last finisher, we are going to draw for a door prize raffle. And you bring in any non-perishable food items to donate to the food pantry, we're going to put your name in an extra time for that door prize for each item you bring in.
Nice. So it's fun and casual, but if you are one of those people who loves to run competitively and run, you can go ahead and run your race and you might win $50. So
yep, exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and then just couple days later, on Saturday the 30th, is going to be the first annual Deck the Halls Park Falls. We partnered with the city of Park Falls. We were out decorating the park last Saturday.
Oh, I saw that my wife and I were out walking on Monday, and I looked at my wife and I said, this park is going to be, it's still kind of in the building process. I said, the potential for this park at Christmas time is so awesome.
Yeah, this year it's going to be beautiful, and next year it's going to even be better. Mm-hmm. This year we couldn't put up quite as many lights as we planned to, just because they are putting finishing touches on things, and we can't.
Still putting siding on the stage and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it's
delays
still
in shipping doors, apparently, is what takes forever to show up. But it's going to be great. We're going to start the event at 4:30, and Catkins will be there with the Grinch and Max, so you can come and take your own photo on the stage in the new park. We're going to have a backdrop, and it's going to be adorable.
Max, I got to meet Max.
Yeah,
this will be good.
We were picturing a Max costume for Toby the station dog. We haven't found one because there's a lot of very cheap options out there trying to make a quick buck. But I want a really good, like, we might have to make one out of a real deer antler kind of thing.
I got one. My dog is going to be playing Max.
Oh wow! All right.
Yes, Jaeger. My three-legged labradoodle is going to be Max for
very
us.
Cool.
He loves it. He loves kids. He normally comes down to the trunk or treat event with me, but this year it was a little busy with me running around more than usual, so he didn't get to come. So this was his reward, is he's going to come and play Max.
Very cool.
So 4:30 to 5:30. 5:30, we're going to have the parade downtown coming from Peace Lutheran down to the new park. And then following the parade is going to be the ceremony and tree lighting with our special guest, Miss Wisconsin Teen USA, Olivia Negri, who's going to be there.
All right.
And then the Madrigals are going to perform for us, and there's going to be free hot cocoa, s'mores, and Santa, I heard, might be coming in during the parade to take pictures with people after the parade in the park. So,
all right, very good. All on Saturday.
All on Saturday the 30th.
Saturday the 30th, so a week from Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. All right, people can always go to parkfalls.com for info on what's going on with that. And we're making preparations for a lot of great retail promotions as we get into Christmas time here too, right?
Yes, yep. We have a big promotion coming out to Shop Local, and it's a passport punch card event. So you can start, either pick up a card at the chamber office or at any of the participating businesses. It's going to start on Friday the 29th. So that's when those cards will be out. You'll see them. The list is going to be on our website and on Facebook. So follow that, because we will post the full list of participating businesses. And you have up until December 19th to get that turned in. So visit as many as you can and turn your card in. And it's going to go in for a drawing for a grand prize basket, which is valued at over $200 worth of amazing prizes in there, donated by all the participating businesses.
All right. Get your passport validated or you may be deported.
Yes. Right? And there's great coupons.
Gray, look at Gray rolled his eyes at that one.
I'm just remembering you a couple days ago saying, I'm not going there. I'm not going to reference that. And here we are.
Here we are. Here we are.
I need more coffee.
So look for that wonderful promotion. We have just a lot of great stores. Just the last year or two, Courtney, that have popped up. A lot of great options for people to shop. We know the dot-coms are out there in the big retails, but give your local people a shot here first, because there's a lot of real nice local businesses that have popped up.
There's, yes, some amazing stuff. And right now, too, I personally cannot bake. So when I have guests coming, my first go-to is to hit up